Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. This month marks the end of two related eras. The Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, often called the greatest show on earth, closes after a 147-year run. And tomorrow is the day that one of the foremost collectors of circus memorabilia parts with around 90% of his collection at auction.
Richard Bennett was a longtime friend of the Ringling family, and he was a frequent visitor with Ida Ringling at her home along Wisconsin's Devil's Lake. Bennett worked for years as a clown, and Mrs. Ringling passed along numerous objects, from posters to broadsheets to circus equipment and even a piano.
The collection will be auctioned tomorrow by Chicago-based Leslie Hindman Auctioneers. We're joined by Maggie Steffel of Leslie Hindman's Milwaukee office, along with Richard Bennett. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Richard Bennett, how did you happen to become connected first with the Ringling family?
I first met Ida B. Ringling, who was born August 24th, 1868 in Baraboo, and I got to know her very well because she owned what was called the South Shore Lodge. It was a large two-story brown house with white trim. It was big for those days, but today it isn't. When I first met her in what was called the Reese Home, it's not a nursing home. It was a retirement home, and you'd serve you dinners. And then she moved over to 720 Ash Street, which was called the Magdalen Home. And she had me over there for dinner many times, a big round table, six people at a table. And I remember that she would drink a little tiny small glass of tomato juice and put four heaping teaspoons of sugar in it. I thought, oh, my gosh. She was very nice to me. And she would write me letters back in Elgin and say, next time you're at the lake, stop in here in Baraboo. I have some things for you. And she's the one that got me interested in the circus.
So you were 18 or 19 when you met her. Had you been to a circus at that point?
Oh, yes. The first circus was in 1949 when I was 8 years old in Sarasota, Florida. I still got pictures of that. Mom and Dad took me and my younger sister.
Well, right. So do you remember what was it that really captured your imagination about it? Why of all the various things that you could be interested in, did you connect so strongly with the circus?
I loved being in front of thousands of people, and I have no fear of getting up and talking in front of people and all the spotlights shining down on you when you're out in front of thousands of people in the big, large coliseums and arenas, and the excitement of it, and the elephants and the animals and the trapeze artists. All of that figured into it, I guess, and I just really loved it.
Well, and so when did you actually get to become a part of it?
It was 1964. I was hanging out at the Circus World Museum. I was there July 1st, which was on a Wednesday, 1959, when John M. Kelly, the founder of the museum, and him and Rhonda Fleming, the movie star, who I understand is still living in her 90s, cut the golden ribbon. So I got there. And then in 1964, I hung out there every day. It was so interesting besides water skiing on Devil's Lake, but I was at the museum so much. Chappie Fox said to me in 1964, he said, Richard, we need a clown because Happy, the clown, then went into the service and I was available. And he said, we need a clown. I said, well, I can't do that. I feel so embarrassed, so embarrassed, everybody looking at me. Well, then realized later on in life that when you got makeup on, your best friend wouldn't even know it's you unless he knew you're in show business. The general public wouldn't know who you are with that mask on. But when you're looking at the people, you feel so embarrassed. Oh, I know him. I know her. So I got my start in 1964 at Circus World Museum. And then after that, I traveled big time. Tad Toski from Chicago, a retired circus clown, they're both gone, him and his wife, Emma, read about me in a newspaper and hooked me up through the theatrical agencies in Chicago, New York. And then they would send me contracts, and I would sign them. And then at the end of the engagements, like at Syracuse, New York, or Hempstead, Long Island, or wherever I was, mostly out east, they would send me a check, and I'd send them a check back for 10%.
When did the memorabilia start to be part of who you were?
Ever since I was about 15 years old, I'd start collecting things on circus. I just loved it so much. I like old paper stuff, and I just this tremendous circus collection I built up, and I just recently, in the last couple of months, decided to sell 98% of it off and keep a lot of the other personal items.
Can you talk about some of the pieces that are part of the collection?
Mrs. Ringling, of course, she gave me a lot of stuff, and I have all of her letters that she would write to me in Elgin, Illinois, and say, next time you're at the lake, stop in. I have some circus things for you. and I always dressed in suit and tie and looked real neat. Today I don't dress up hardly at all, but I would dress up and I'd go visit her, and she'd give me a lot of things. And she had her secretary, Miss Dwyer, meet me there, and I could pick out anything I wanted. It was full of antiques and furniture. I only took what was related to the circus. There's that beautiful piano. I got that from her. That and some other furniture and all those little route cards and the route books from 1897, 1894. There's two of them from 1901 with wood covers, and just a tremendous collection. And like I said, I've got all of her letters that she had write to me. And I go up to the family mausoleum quite a bit, a couple times a month. And in between the bronze doors and the glass there, I put imitation flowers up there.
Even then, as these items were coming to you, you must have realized just how important they were.
Yes, all that stuff was very important to me. All that circus, that's very important. But I figured that when I get older in life like this now, I should start parting with things. And then with Ringling's closing in May, that everything's skyrocketing now on that price stuff.
I want to turn for a moment to Maggie and ask you, this seems like an uncommon collection to...
You're absolutely right. First of all, aren't we so lucky that Richard has an encyclopedic memory? You know, in the auction business, we use the term provenance a lot, and his memory for where each of these items came from is just, it's invaluable, and so great that he... I don't know if you've written it down, Richard, but it's all up there in your head, so we're lucky. Yeah. So yes, this memorabilia collection falls outside our general property that we see, but we're always on the lookout for that unusual collection. And when this came, Richard gave us a call this fall.
When it comes to putting items like this up for auction, how important is it to have the full story behind the items, such as we're hearing from Mr. Bennett?
When it comes to memorabilia, it's everything. And so that's why, you know, the marketing will do. We work very hard to obtain property for auction. We work just as hard to sell it. And his story and getting that story out to the collectors who are out there, that's our job. Once he came to us and we agreed that we would auction this for him, then the next phase is, how are we going to reach these people? And we work very hard at that. And as you alluded to, this year is kind of the perfect time to do it.
So. Was it a shock to you to hear that the circus was coming to an end?
Yes, it was. Since I used to have coffee with Jean Ringling. She married Henry Ringling's son, and she died in 94. But I would stop every time I came back to Baraboo after we lost our lease at the lake there. We owned our house. But I'd stop and have coffee with her, and we would talk circus too, even though she wasn't involved in it. But yes, it was a shock, and it's just be gone.
Richard Bennett, Maggie Steffel, thank you both so much. Best
thank
of luck.
You, Rich.
You're welcome.
Richard Bennett lives in Baraboo. Much of his lifelong collection of circus memorabilia will be auctioned tomorrow in Chicago and online by Leslie Heineman Auctioneers. Maggie Steffel is business development manager for Leslie Heineman's Milwaukee office. You can find a link to more about the memorabilia and how to bid on it at WUWM.com.